Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Advise Show Radio, the station that brings you intense discussions about the hottest topics. Make sure you join us by calling in at 347-996-3350. Now, here are your hosts, Gabriella and The Advise Show.
The topic is why people can't take rejection. Now, and my voice sounds a little weird. I've been under the weather, a little cold I've been dealing with, so forgive me of my nasal type of voice. I had to do my videos like that today, and it actually sucked. So it is what it is. Anyway, Ms. Gabriella, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Kind of stressed out with some assignments, but
you're not finished with school yet?
Well, technically, no, I'm not done until the 15th because, long story short, my computer broke down and I wasn't finished two assignments. So, well, two classes. I still got work to do for those. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, rejection. We're gonna talk about that tonight. Rejection is something that a lot of people deal with in life. And the key to rejection is really how you handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the earliest thing you can remember being rejected is probably on the playground. You're not getting picked to play a particular game for whatever the reason may be. Maybe you sucked at a particular game and nobody wanted to really pick you, but they had to. So you was the last one being picked. Maybe it's a friend thing. You couldn't get certain friends, or maybe, you know, as you grow up, become an adult, or whatever, it could be the relationship thing. You want certain females, you try your best, and some of them are ugly. They try to clown you. I mean, they can't just be nice about it. And that is kind of humiliating for a guy when a female does that. You know, so he got to try to fire back off and try to find a flaw in you so he won't have his feelings hurt. I mean, most women don't know that's why guys do that, to save face. But let's talk about rejection. Ms. Gabriella, when people get rejected, why some people can't take it?
I think it just has to do with having low self-esteem, because if you are secure in yourself, you know that even though you may not be able to get that certain person that you want, you know that this person may not like me, but I could probably find somebody even better tomorrow, so you don't really trip over it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I have that.
But when you're not secure in yourself, you feel like that one person is just the key to your happiness. And if you can't get them, then you just feel miserable. You feel down in yourself. You start crying over that person, playing sad music and drinking all night, crying over somebody when that person probably ain't even thinking about you.
Usually they don't. They sleeping real good at night while you sitting up there worrying about them. And, you know, you got to realize, you know, in life, some people are around for a lifetime, some people are around for a season.
Mm-hmm.
And just when those people leave your life for whatever the reason, just accept it and move on. Because, you know, it's not for everybody to be around you 24/7 like that. Mm-hmm. It's not for you to be friends with everybody either. You know, I'd rather be alone a lot of times than be around a crowd of people and don't know which one is the backstabber.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's a Judas everywhere. And, you know, but some people, unfortunately, and that's bad, they can't be by themselves. They can't sit at a restaurant by themselves and eat and be happy. They can't go watch a movie by themselves and be happy. They can't take a vacation by themselves and be happy. They got to have somebody around. And if they don't have somebody around, you know, some people have to get in perpetual relationships. I mean, they do what you call a marathon relationships. In other words, you got a one, you hurry up getting next, or hurry up getting next, or hurry up getting next. Like, no time to yourself, you can't stand it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even like the person, but you want them because they're just there.
Oh, I see that all the time. Like, I see people on social media jump into relationship after relationship after relationship, and then they sit there and crying about how people aren't being loyal to them or how they're heartbroken all the time. But if you don't even take your time to get to know someone, what do you expect?
Exactly. my thing is, you know, you need to get to know yourself. And if somebody don't want you, like, okay, fine. Then somebody else will one day. You know, and people don't understand. A lot of people be quoting, you know, oh, God, and you love God or whatever. But people don't understand, especially with God, it's three answers, yes, no, and wait. And sometimes it is no. Some people aren't meant for you to be around, and you can't understand it. You think they'll be great for you to be around, but no, sometimes it's not. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it's not for you to be the likable guy or the likable woman on a job. You know, cause people could be jealous of you because you actually do your job, and they see you as a threat and all this other stuff. You know, so of course they're not going to like you. And it's actually good when everybody don't like you, because the most successful people I've ever seen didn't have a bunch of friends.
Exactly. Because if you have a bunch of friends, a lot of the time, I mean, you don't really have any time to get some work done. And a lot of people that, like, a lot of successful people that I know, just like you said, they usually just keep to themselves. I mean, they do have a handful of friends, but the kind of people, usually unsuccessful people are the ones that have their phone blowing up all the time. They're always going out. They're always going places, but they never get anything done.
Exactly. Because you can't be a crowd pleaser and a smart worker at the same time. It's just not going to work. And, you know, you get to a certain point, you want to surround yourself with certain kind of people, too, that think like you. So, you know, you very selective on who your friends are and who you get a relationship with. Now, well, make sure you put this out here for those on Ustream and everything and Blog Talk Radio. The number is 347-996-3350, and press the 1 button. Now, we got some people on the line. We got, you give me that blue indicator, I'm going to answer you. So the first call we got here is area code 585. You on the show.
Hey, what's up, brother?
What is up, brother? What's your name?
My name is John.
All right, John. What's on your mind by rejection?
Well, about rejection, I think it ties into your last show about women wanting bad boys, so they reject the good people.
Mm-hmm. That's one form of rejection.
So when a good guy is rejected, he starts to really feel like he's not good enough, so he has to maybe become another person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why do you think the good guy has to base his self-esteem off of acceptance of women?
Well, it could be a lot of different things. Maybe it's maybe his relationship with his parents. Maybe they weren't around, or he didn't have a lot of friends in school, or you know, maybe it's something as simple as he's just needy. You know, there,
yes,
there
they
are
do
people
have some needy
like
guys
where they need attention.
Mm-hmm.
No, I used to be depressed because I was getting rejected all the time.
So
and
what? So okay, what changed that?
I actually took some time to get to know myself instead of relying on the other people to tell me who I was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, once you got to know yourself, how did you approach women after that?
I knew what I wanted. You know, I was looking for someone that was of stable mind, someone who accepted me for who I was, you know. And I actually found a good girl. You know, you have to take some time to know yourself before you can expect anyone else to really get to know you.
See, let me tell you a trap a lot of nice guys get into. And, you know, the situation with Elliot Rodgers is an extreme case. But they get this attitude like they're entitled to a certain type of woman because they're not a criminal. And just because you're a nice dude and you don't commit crimes, all this other stuff, doesn't entitle you to nobody. You know what I'm saying? Because women, you know, they are attracted, you know, a lot of times to, you know, your personality too. And, you know, if you can't hold a conversation with them, if you aren't, you know, confident enough with them, you know, if, you know, I tell any guy, if you can make them laugh, like, if you're good at, I'm not talking about telling lame jokes. I mean, just being natural with it. I mean, that's the easiest way for them to get relaxed with you, just to, you know, just easily make them laugh about something, something small. It has to be not great. You know, but the one guy told me that everybody can make somebody laugh. But, you know, I don't know what to tell you about that one. But, you know, it's, I think, you know, like I said, one point in time in my life, you know, I mean, I've had girls and women reject me. And, yes, I understand it does hurt your feelings when you're young because you don't understand it. You don't know, like, what's wrong with you, all this other stuff. But when you get that attitude, like, man, forget her. I'll get somebody. And some guys, too, they try to get women out of their league, too. You know, it's like in certain stages in your life, there's certain women you can get. Like for instance, you can't get a woman that's used of ball players, you know, type of female when you don't even make that kind of money. That's what I'm saying. You know, some of these nice guys step out of their league. Why can't you get somebody within your level? Like a woman that's dealing with the same problems you're dealing with. You know, struggling or whatever you got going on. You know, you in college, you this, you that. Find somebody. I think you should find somebody at your level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When I was going through my depression, I was, you know, I tried the bad boy thing, and it just made everyone dislike me. You know.
Because it wasn't you. I mean, you was, you know, perpetrating the fraud. That's what you were doing.
I believe in karma. You know, if you do bad things, bad things will happen to you. You know, so when I was doing bad things, nothing good was going on, you know? So when I sat back and looked at myself and I said, you know, I need to change. I need to know myself and I need to do good things and help people, you know, eventually it came around and I got, you know, I got this great girl. I got my life ahead of me, you know?
Well, let me ask you a question. When you get rejected, were you shooting for girls that wasn't on your level, per se?
Generally, it was girls that were, I don't want to say below me because, you know, no one's really below anybody. But
no, they're not.
It was usually girls that, you know, the town whore, I guess.
Okay. All right. But see, sometimes like, when it comes to women rejecting you and stuff like that, you got to figure out what it is. And a lot of times, the best way to figure it out is to have one good female friend, and I mean a female friend that you don't touch. I mean, because you ruin the relationship if you touch her, okay? And ask her, like, listen, what is it about me? Because I'm just having problems with women. What is it about me that's, like, in your opinion, that's really, like, preventing me from getting somebody? And if she's your good friend, she'll point it out. She'll say, look, from a woman's standpoint, it could be this. It could be the way you dress. It's the way you come across. It could be this. And you know what I'm saying? So I tell guys it's always good to have a female friend.
Yeah.
Just to tell you, you know, from a woman's point of view. Just like I think a woman needs to have a man's friend that she's not touching or nothing like that. Just to give, you know, opinions from a man's point of view.
One of my best friends in the entire world, you know, she's a woman. And, you know, it's my girlfriend, but she doesn't hesitate to point out when I'm being an idiot.
And that's good. She should point that out so you can make it. So, you know, a person that you're with is supposed to make you better. They're not supposed to make you worse. If somebody's making you worse, if you get involved with a woman and she's making your life worse, then when you met her, you need to cut her loose. But if this woman making your life better and every day she's making your life better, that's probably one you need to consider marrying. Because you don't get too many of them trying to make you better.
When you're surrounding yourself with negativity, you're just inviting negativity.
I agree with that. I definitely agree with that.
So you look for the good things, like, you know, who's not rejecting you?
Well, it's not about who's rejecting you. For me, it's how you take it. Like, if somebody don't like, for instance, somebody can reject you at a job. They don't want to hire you. It can make you get down. I remember this one job I was supposed to, but I went through the interview and everything. I took the test. And this job was going to pay like $27.60 an hour. I wanted that job bad. And I did the interview. They liked me on the interview and everything. And I had the experience on my resume. And, you know, they liked me. I got interviewed by 3 different people. And I was answering every question like a pro. And I was shocked I didn't get that job. Well, I was like, why didn't I get that job? Well, it just wasn't meant for me to have. You know, that's how I take it. So when I did get this other job, it worked out perfect for me. Versus if I would have got that job making that, you know, particular pay. So, I mean, sometimes when people reject you, that's not a bad thing. Sometimes it's a good thing.
Yeah. It invites self-reflection.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, John, I got some other calls I want to move to, but I'm going to put you on mute, okay?
All right, brother.
All right, thank you for calling.
Yep.
All right, Ms. Gary, really want to add anything before I get to the next call?
I mean, I kind of wanted to talk about Elliot Rodgers, but...
Oh, I'm not going to go too much into Elliot Rodgers on this show because I did my video. I don't want to talk my video on the show. But, I mean, you can talk about Elliot Rodgers all you want. Now, I'm not going to stop you, you know, but I'm going to keep my mouth shut to a point about that one. But
I guess we're going to have to wait until the next call. I don't know. It's on you.
Okay. All right, next call. 817, you're on the show.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, is this Phil? From the Avai Show?
This is him. What's your name?
My name is Valentine. I'm from Dallas, Texas.
All right, Dallas, Texas. Good deal. Good. How's the weather up there?
It's pretty good. We got 80 degrees.
It's not raining up there?
Man, the weather gets on and off, so I don't really know what to think about that. It's like 80 one day and then it's raining the other.
So what's on your mind, Valentine?
Well, I just wanted to say that I'm a big fan of your YouTube channel. I watched a lot of your videos, and I'm 21 years old, right?
Uh huh. Good age.
I'm a young cat, huh?
Good age.
Yeah, and I know you and the other host didn't want to talk about it, but I just wanted to say this about Elliot Rodgers, if you don't mind.
You can talk about Elliot Rodgers. Y'all can talk about Elliot Rodgers all you want. I'm going to hold my opinion about him to a point, but go ahead.
Well, I don't want to say, you know, condoning or condemning, but I think it's sad that people in my age group are doing stupid things over women, and it's not that serious like you were saying on Facebook, you know. There's no need to go to such desperate things.
It's not. Ms. Gabrielle, you want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, because I saw his video, and it just came off really weird, like he was so desperate to get a girl, and he was complaining about how, I'm not sure if you've seen the video or not, but there was a video where he was just standing in front of a camera speaking on how he was upset about why women wouldn't talk to him, and he was saying, I'm a good-looking guy. Why is it that women won't talk to me? And I don't think he was ugly at all. I just think it's the way that he just kind of had this creepy vibe. Like, he kind of had this vibe like he looks like somebody who would date rape somebody. Because that's just how he came off. Like, he came off like he just was desperately trying to get someone. And when you have that, when you give off that desperate vibe, that's what turns people away. Because when you actually take time to focus on yourself and you're not really giving off that thirsty energy like you just have to have a woman, that's when people are most attracted to you.
Yeah, the way I see it, I think it has something to do with his parents, like the parenting skills. I don't know if you would agree with that, guys, or not.
Well, I don't. Well, you know, he a grown doggone man. I mean, once you become a grown man, you can't blame your parents no more. I'm a firm believer of that. When people get into, my parents, man, look, man, your parents, a lot of people have a hard life in this country, okay? A lot of people go through problems, turmoil, loss, everything. It doesn't give an excuse for you to turn into a murderous thug. That's my opinion. I don't care who you are.
Well, I'm not talking about, like, to blame. I'm just saying that, you know, how they raised him and did he have any morals and stuff like that, like you were, you know, like you talk about.
Well, I'm pretty sure, you know, like I said, I'm pretty sure his parents tried their best. You know, I mean, I'm a parent. And you do want to give your kids the best that you can afford. You know, I mean, you don't want to have them, you know, living in a bad neighborhood and not with the right things and all this other stuff. You know, you don't want to do that as a parent. So I'm pretty sure they wanted the best for him. But unfortunately, the bad part, this is the bad side. When you give your kids too much, they get to a point where they don't appreciate anything versus, let's say, maybe you come up from nothing and you work for everything so you appreciate it, and then they get spoiled, very, very spoiled, and they think the world owes them something, and they get entitlement issues that in this world, nobody owe you nothing for what you work for. That's it. Nobody owe you a dime. Nobody owe you a place to stay. Nobody owe you food, shelter, nothing. If you don't get it by the sweat of your brow, you don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, let me ask you this then. This is a personal question. You think I got some common sense for a 20-year-old, Mr. Advice?
I cannot answer that question accurately by speaking to you for a few minutes.
Yeah,
I'm not saying but I would assume you sound like you got common sense, but I don't know you like that to have an accurate.
Yeah, that's
now,
right.
If we hung around each other for a few days, then I say okay, I can tell you then.
Yeah, but I just want to also say this. I mean, I think the way I look at that tragedy, not to comment anything, just to say that the solution, or maybe just the way to view it as, you know, people walking down the street, y'all need to, you know, or smile at that person, talk to them, give them a compliment, you know, something, because that could make a difference. Because what if they're having a bad day?
Yeah, in a happy world, maybe that could, you know, that would happen. But let's be realistic. If you see somebody walk up to you smiling at you like the Joker, you're like, who is that weirdo?
Exactly. That's why I don't be smiling at people like that. Because that's just is weird. I mean, that could. I mean, sometimes being someone's friend could help. But there are some cases where there's just some people that need a little bit more than a smile and a nice gesture. Like in this case, the Elliot Rogers case, I'm sure that he had some mental issues that needed to be addressed because he didn't sound like he was all the way there. So there's just some people.
Have you read his manifesto?
Yeah, I did.
I haven't had a chance to, but I did see the news clips and the videos and everything else.
Well, like I say, if you ever read the manifesto, he had a lot of issues going on that I did address in that video, in my video I'm going to put up later on tonight, and that the media is not telling about him. I address that, and of course, I address the media as well in my video because I have an issue with the media more than actually Elliot Rogers. So the way they cover those kind of stories. So when it comes to Elliot Rogers, I mean, just point blank, I don't feel sorry for him. He's not a victim. And the people who's a victim is the people he murdered and wounded. That's the people I feel, you know, my heart goes out to, not to him. Because the video he posted before he did that and the laugh he was giving sounded like an evil villain. So I have no sympathy for him whatsoever. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of guys in America getting rejected by women every day. If that's the case, I'm going to be Elliot Rogers because I got rejected too. I mean, it's no excuse. I'm sorry. You figure out what's wrong, get back out there in the dating pool.
Mm-hmm.
Not that hard to get females these days. I don't know how many times I keep saying that. In the age of the internet and thirsty women, come on now.
It's not.
It's women are thirsty.
Can I say something?
Sure.
You got any advice for me or any questions you want to ask me? Because I like to think I'm a knowledgeable person, so I just want to see if I can get any good conversation going.
Unless you want to ask me a question, because I'm kind of blank, buddy.
Oh, man. So you don't think, like, treating people good is, like, if we live in a world where we can't trust strangers, wouldn't that make things worse off to not believe in the good in people?
We do live in a world where we can't trust strangers. I don't trust new people I don't know. Now, if I get to know you, that's different. But
right.
I'm not going to walk up to somebody strange. Well, it depends on where I'm at. Okay, we live a little bit further down south, you know, Houston. You know, you go further east, from Port Arthur. You know, you'll walk up to strange people and say good morning and smile at them. That's normal. But if you go somewhere like California and do that, people are going to look at you like you're crazy. You go to New York, they definitely probably cuss you out. You know what I'm saying? So,
down here, up north, people, we usually... I mean, it depends, because I'm not really up north. I'm kind of on the East Coast. But at the same time, the further north you get, the more people are used to being standoffish and cold. So, I mean, in the South, depending on where you are, people are more friendly. But part of life is just understanding that we don't live in a perfect world where everybody's going to smile and be nice to you. Because I know we're talking about rejection in relationships, but sometimes it can be hard to make friends.
Yeah.
And I think for about the first 2 years, like the first year and a half that I was in North Carolina, I didn't really have any friends. And that's just, I mean, that's what happens when you move to a different area. Am I supposed to sit there and kill people because nobody wants to hang out with me? No. You just have to understand that not, I mean, some people are going to reject you, and you don't have to. And also, I've seen people go to any length to get people to accept them because they are just so scared of people rejecting them that they'll fall into any type of peer pressure, especially when, I mean, from what I've seen, it's usually children that are second-generation immigrants or, you know, their parents came here from a different country and they were raised here. And a lot of the times they're so, like, they want to be accepted by their American peers so badly that they will do anything. They'll do drugs, skip school, whatever, just so they can get somebody to pay attention to them. And it's sad. And that goes back to being secure in yourself. Because if you really loved yourself and respected yourself, you wouldn't do all that because you know that's not necessary.
So right. Answer your question.
Well, let me just ask one last thing, and then I'll let you guys go. Mr. Advice or Phil, man-to-man personally, you know, like if you give me some advice, how should I handle rejection, you know?
How you should handle rejection was from a woman?
Yeah, man-to-man advice, you know.
Sure, move on and go talk to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
Just keep moving, huh?
Just keep moving.
Yeah.
I got a video on my channel called, you check it out. It's called Thousands of Pretty Faces, Why You Tripping on Just One. You need to check that video out.
I need to check that. I've seen what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, so watch it again or whatever. There's too many of them you could talk to worrying about that one female. She say no, okay, it's no. Move on. Don't even worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, it was a pleasure talking to both of you.
You losing sleep over something. I'm sorry.
Right.
But while you losing sleep over that one girl, she's probably out on a date with the next one. So that's just how you have to look at it.
Yeah. That's it.
And this is coming from somebody who has been rejected before, you know, several times. But I know that you just have to dust yourself off and keep going. There's no need, because if you sit there and cry over somebody, all you're doing is wasting your own time.
Yeah. All right, well, it was a pleasure talking to both you and Phil. I appreciate the work you're doing. If only we had
all
more
right,
people
man,
like you with common sense.
I appreciate you calling in, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, have a good evening. I'll put
you
back
too,
on
man.
Mute. All right. All right, Ms. Gabrielle, let me move on to the next call. All right, one of my Houston area people. What's going on, 832?
Hey, what's going on, Phil?
What's up, man? Who is this?
This is Chad. I'm from Houston as well.
Okay.
I just want to tell you something. First of all, I watch every video on your channel. I'm a big fan.
I apologize.
And I want to thank you. And for re-educating me on what the world's going on today. Just want to let you know that, first of all.
Okay.
Hold on,
before you keep going, I said,
yes, sir.
I said at first, I apologize just in case, because sometimes some of my videos get everybody the wrong way, so I said, I apologize ahead of time. but it is what it is. But like I said, man, look, we just put some stuff out here, you know what I'm saying? The world is just not what it used to be. And even
yes,
on this radio show, we try to, you know, bring topics up, you know, as relevant and trying to, you know, keep a good show going, you know. And so we definitely appreciate everybody that called, man. Yeah, because y'all bring stuff to the table, too. You know, it's not just me. I mean, this is an everybody platform and everybody contributes. All these news stories I put up, I would say 98% of them people send to me or send me information. So everybody contributes to what's going on over here. So, you know. So what's on your mind?
Yeah. Well, I do have a question. I mean, okay, my rejection is, okay, I haven't been in a relationship in 3.5 years. And
okay.
I've been on dates. I've been on dates a lot. And the one thing I cannot stand is for a woman to tell me, or not tell me, I'm sorry, for not telling me to say, you know, say, hey, you know, I appreciate your time. You sound like a good young man. You're sweet. You're kind, and which I am, because I don't disintegrate no one. You know, I'm not mean. I'm not like these guys who are jerks who I see on the radio who cheat on everything. But the one thing I do not like is when they come up and say, or not say, well, I'm sorry, you're not my type. I think we should move on and be friends or something else. That is the one thing I cannot stand, is a rejection.
Why?
Telling me,
I mean, sometimes that happens.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question.
Happens.
Well,
yes,
hold
sir,
on with that, brother. Let me ask you a question. Would you rather her play with you and take your money and have you take her places, give her stuff, make her think y'all in a relationship when the whole time she's not even feeling you like that? Wouldn't you rather her be honest and say, I'm not feeling you, and let's just go ahead and move on? Wouldn't you rather that? Because they got women that can play with you like that.
I'd rather her not. I'd rather her tell me the truth than me being played on. Because the thing of it is, if you don't tell me or something like that, and just in the long run hurt me like that, that's just going to put me down the hill. Because I'm not here to waste time. I'm here to find someone, you know, get on my feet. Go ahead. What you got to say?
But, like, when you're on these dates, do you read their body language? Do you feel a vibe, like kind of how they coming across to you? Are they standoffish? Are they kind of too quiet? Or are they paying attention to their phone too much and not you? I mean, what, you know, you're not catching on some things they're doing?
It's either that or they just not telling me something straight from their mind. I mean, I don't know what their vibes are. I can't even feel their mind.
I mean, do they look interested when think about the last few dates you went on. How many of them have picked up their cell phones on a date in text?
They have not since a couple of days. They haven't done that.
Have they been standoffish? I mean, kind of like not saying much or kind of don't look as interested. Because when a woman's interested in you, you could talk about ants on the ground and she'll smile about it. I think it's the greatest thing ever. But she's interested. When she's not interested, she's like, oh God.
No, she wasn't like that. No, she wasn't like that, but more like...
Some of them have tact.
I'm sorry?
Some of them have tact with it. They'd be nice and eat the free meal. But, you know, I mean, Ms. Gabriella, you can talk to him from a woman.
That's messed up. I mean, I actually stopped being in the dating game myself because I used to deal with almost the same problem that you would deal with, except it would be, I mean, from a female perspective, they would act like they were interested. But sometimes you can tell through the amount of contact that you get afterwards, whether they're interested in you or not, because if you're texting them and they're always got some excuse of like, oh, I'm busy, oh, I have a lot of stuff, like you text them and you don't hear back from them in a week, and then they text you back like, oh, I've been busy at work and blah, blah, blah. If they were really interested in you, they would make time. And sometimes you just have to just understand that, hey, this one isn't interested, and let it go, rather than, you know, be all caught up in somebody who really isn't that interested. Because that's what happens, especially when you're out on these dating sites and you're going on all these different dates. A lot of the times, especially when it comes to free dating sites and things like that, a lot of those people are just looking for somebody to hang out with and have a good time. A lot of people aren't really interested in a serious relationship. So sometimes you just have to understand that you're not always going to get closure. You're not always going to have someone say, I'm not interested in you. Sometimes you just have to figure it out on your own. And don't even take it personal.
Right.
Well, you know what? One thing I always did was, like, if you're in that mindset, you want a serious relationship, you're like, before I spend money, I'm going to ask, hey, I mean, like, what are you looking for? I mean, you looking for a relationship? What are you looking for? You looking just a date? What? And based off the answer to that question is what I would choose to do. Now, if you say, nah, I'm just dating, I'm not trying to get serious, and I want to be serious, then no, it ain't happening. Because I'm not about to waste my time with somebody that just wanted a serial date. And that's fine. That's what you want to do. But if you're at that point, you got to let them know from the start, I'm looking for a serious relationship that can hopefully maybe one day turn into a family. That's what I'm looking for. If you're not on that, I can't talk to you. That way you don't even waste your time.
That's a good point. That's a very good point, so I like that, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, that's a good way to look at it on the bright side of things, you know? So I think I'll take that consideration, you know?
Got to, man, because think about it. If you told her that, y'all talking on text message, whatever, and she told you she ain't looking for a serious relationship, guess what? You just saved gas and money on food.
Yeah.
So, man, you good. And you could have done that with somebody else that actually wanted what you wanted.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I agree. And, you know, the thing of it is I'm a nice guy. I'm a giving guy, but I'm trying to learn from myself because I've been I got this in the past. I've been too giving, and that get me a lot of trouble for being too giving. Because the more I give back, the more I don't get received back. So, you know what, I say this is equal amount, you know, pros and the cons, balance it out. So that way I don't have to do is give out so much. So, now that you give me advice, you know, from both y'all, I'm going to put that in consideration and remember that next time. So I appreciate that.
What have you been given? I'm curious now. What you been given?
I give a lot. You know, I give...
Give me an example.
Like a lot of, I'll give you an example. Okay. All right. One day, this is called about a couple of years ago. I was dating this girl, and I give her... I was spoiling her to death. And I mean, like, literally. And that was
wait a minute. That's stop. How long? Wait. Hold on. How long were you dating her before you start opening that wallet?
I was dating her for about 3 months.
Oh, no.
That's way too soon because she's going to start viewing you as just a...
Ms. Gabrielle, Ms. Gabrielle, tell him how that works with women.
Because
sure,
the thing, with the way that women see it, especially when you're starting to come out your wallet for someone who really hasn't even done anything for you, she's just going to view you as... She's going to look at you kind of as a trick. She's going to see you as, oh, I know I can. Like there was this video that these African girls had put out, and they were just interviewing girls, and they were talking about, like, having multiple boyfriends and things like that. And one girl had this guy saved on her phone as expenses. That was his contact name. And if you give out, you start giving her gifts and paying bills and things, that's what she's going to have your number saved as expenses or get my bill paid or something silly like that, because that's how she's going to look at you. She's not going to take you seriously, because usually the funny thing about women is the ones that, like, if you don't give her anything and you kind of cool about it, especially when you're getting to know someone and if you're just cool with it and you're not trying to come out your wallet and pay bills and stuff like that, that's usually when the girl will be more interested in you. But when you're always thirsty, always texting her good morning and texting her all day long and giving her all these gifts and doing all these things, when she hasn't really deserved it, she's going to look at you as somebody she can walk all over. She would never think of you as somebody that she can be serious with. And I'm not saying that you have to be a jerk, but you can't be too giving in the beginning either. And that goes for women, too, because there's women that will cook and clean and wash clothes and everything else, and she's only been with the guy for a couple months. He's not going to take you seriously.
Okay. I see what you mean.
So yeah, what's the most expensive thing you gave her?
I would have to say, and this is my fault, and, you know, things happen for a reason, but I gave her a $500 necklace ring. That was the most expensive thing I would say I give her. And,
Did you pay a car note?
Oh no. Hell no. Never pay a car note.
Bill?
No, sir.
Gave a $500. Let me tell you something. You don't start giving $500 necklaces unless this woman your wife or y'all in an extremely committed relationship and she's giving you stuff and she's a good woman. She's proven herself to be a good woman and you know, she got that kind of leeway with you. But in the beginning, no, but see, any real woman don't want that from you. Because you're like, I got my own stuff. I don't need nothing from you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, I'm just trying to get to know you as a person.
Right. Well, that was my mistake from a couple of years ago. I'm learning it.
Well, man, it happens.
Just,
you know what I'm saying? It happens.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? We all made mistakes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At least you accept it. You learn from it. You move on. I mean, it's you know, I say
that's
it's no
right.
big deal. You know?
Yeah, but that's kind of why, you know, the mindset is not to go, you know, be too giving, you know, and I like what Taylor said, you know, I'm very giving and I'm trying to learn is to equal it out. So that way I won't have to be so giving back to someone else. So that's just what it is. But,
they got decent women all over the place, man. And you got to just find that right one for you, bro.
I know. And I definitely, and this is your words, that you always send these videos, I do not want to date a hood rat. Hell no.
Don't do it.
Do not want. I ain't doing that.
And hood rat is not a color. Hood rat comes in all shapes, sizes, and skin tones. So, you know, hood rat is just a low-class female. That's it. That's all she is. Yeah. You don't want a low-class female. You want you a woman, not no
class,
you know,
low-class female. I'm sorry, but I don't date those kind of females. I like someone who has class and respect and know what they want in their future. So,
And that's all the type of woman you should go after. Don't accept nothing less than that.
Yes, sir.
Exactly. All right. Well, I appreciate your calls. I got to get some more calls, and so I'm going to go ahead and put you on mute.
No problem, man. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Stay dry. You're supposed to rain tomorrow.
Oh, I will, man.
All right, Ms. Gabriella. Let's go to the next call. Area code 727. You on the show?
Hey, what's going on, Apostle?
All right. What's going on? Who this?
It's JM, man. Like, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute. What's on your mind?
Well, it's about the show topic, rejection. I just feel like, you know, I've been rejected, you know, but I just know when to chalk it up and move on, you know. But some people, you know, just don't know when to take it, you know what I mean? Some people are like a time bomb. You don't know. Like, I told this one person, look, I appreciate you, like, talking to me, you know, like, you want to, you always want, it's just, everybody's going through rejection in life, you know, you just got to admit that, you know, like, some people just don't know when to let it go.
Yeah, it's really, you know, rejection is part of life, just mostly how you deal with it. That's most so, you know, the thing, you know, sometimes it could hurt, but you got to move on. That's gonna give you another layer of skin to make you more tough. So when you go through things like that, I mean, is there anything else you want to add?
The modern day emotional female, the modern day emotional male. That's what Elliot Rodgers reminds me of.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he did at least. But, yeah, he was something else. Like I said, I'm not trying to go too much into Elliot Rodgers, but anybody else can discuss him. Ms. Gabriella can discuss him, but I don't want to discuss my video because nobody watches it. So I discuss it here on the show. So, but, you know, anyway, if you ain't got nothing else to add, I'll move on to the next call, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see here. Hold on. Come on, Blog Talk Radio. You're tripping. We have Eric Code 404. You on the show?
Hello?
Hello?
Me?
You're speaking.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just have
Why are you sorry?
Questions. Oh, because I didn't know you were talking to me.
Yeah, oh, that's fine.
I just have a couple of questions.
Ask away.
I watch your YouTube all the time. I am Bulliette. I watch it all the time. You responded today, actually.
I did. What's your name?
Bulliette. The Bulliette.
Okay.
It's a picture. It's the avatar of the pit bull. But listen, you think $500 in 3 months is too much?
Yep.
Money?
Yep.
Why?
Yep. Yeah. Why?
Hey.
We ain't married. We ain't engaged. I ain't giving you $500 for what? What you gave me is $500. Now, if you gave me something that's worth $500, then I would feel, oh, yeah, I need to give us something. Well, look what she did for me, too. I mean, we go Dutch all the way until we get to that point. We in a serious relationship. 3 months is not a long time. It takes at least 6 months to get to know a person, at least 6 months, for the fake stuff to wear off.
Exactly. Like, I could see if you were engaged to that person, you were getting ready to get married. I mean, hey, it depends. I mean, to each their own. But I say to each their own, because I'm not the one who would actually be the first one to jump in the bed either. So it depends on what, you know, it depends on your standards and what you want.
But 3 months, 90 days, $500. That's dinner, movie, come to see, going out, going here, going there.
No. We're talking about, like, that was a gift. A $500 gift. We're not talking about $500 being spent over the course of 3 months. I don't know anybody who's actually going to sit there with a pen and paper and tally stuff like that. But as for dropping $500 on one person, it's kind of that's
a gift. And doggone it, we just getting started.
And your guys' whole since you guys been alive, since you guys been on the dating scene. You have never, Philip, given anyone $500, Gabrielle. You never accepted it for anything. Any type of hole you've been in, any type of situation. $500 is not
no.
$5,000.
No, I haven't. Because my thing is, I don't even sleep with people that I date. So it's like, why would I? I mean, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that there are certain parts of yourself that you shouldn't give right away. And you don't, after 3 months, do you really know if you're going to be with that person long term? So why would you, I mean, if you feel comfortable with accepting $500, that's cool, you know, to each their own. But it really just depends on what.
I have it now, but there has been, I'm almost 50, but there's been times where I've been in a jam, I'm seeing someone, and I needed $500 or $600, or can you help me with my rent? It has been those times.
I mean, hey, if it's give and take, like if you're in
why does it have to be give and take?
Because it can't be take. It can't be take. It got to be get. Look, let me tell you something. I have no issue if you having a problem. Hold on, sister. Let me answer you. If you're in a bind and you say, listen, I my check got messed up, you know, or my check is short. You know, I'm short rent $500, but you know I'll pay you back this day, and I know you're good for it. I'm cool, cause I give you the money to spot you, and you give my money back. But for me just to say here's $500, and I've just met you, but I don't know what you own. I don't even know if you got some other dudes on the team. I don't know nothing in 3 months about you like that.
Why don't you know a person well enough to know if they're trustworthy in 3 months?
How are you going to know somebody well enough in 3 months?
I don't even call people friends after 3 months.
It takes me, like you told the guy that if he thought that he was, did he have common sense? You said it would take you a couple of days. You have the intellect to know that. So you can read people and pick people. It doesn't take 3 months for you to know.
Let me tell you something. When it comes to your intentions, common sense is one thing. Your intentions is another. Because people mask their intentions. They hide them. They got ulterior motives and all this other stuff. And let me tell you something. One of the worst things you want to do with a man is, like in the words of the great big worm, playing with my money is like playing with my emotions. And most men feel that way. So that's one thing I would even
touch with. So you think if a person's in a situation and they need to borrow $500 from someone they knew for 3 months, don't ask them for that money?
I would feel comfortable asking a woman for $500 and I just met her.
No.
I go ask my father. I go ask my brother, my sister, my family.
Okay, what about a female asking a male?
A family member?
Okay, let me ask you this, Philip. Let me ask you this. Do you think for $500 a female should have sex with a man?
We're
not talking about that.
We're not talking about sex at all, but it's just like, I wouldn't even call someone a friend after 6 months. Like, I have to really, really know you and know that you're there for me and know I can trust you before I would even feel comfortable. And, I mean, I've loaned friends money before. I have no problem with that. But that's after I've known them for a while and I know that they're really there for me. Because I've had time, I mean, even recently, just recently, I had somebody that I was becoming friends with, and, you know, we would talk every single day, and things were going great. And then out of the blue, they sent me an email talking about how they don't feel like they don't want to talk to me anymore because their whole purpose of talking to me was to make some other girl jealous, and it was to they wanted me to introduce me to some of my female friends so that he could start messing with them too. So you never really know someone's intentions until a certain amount of time. That's why I don't feel comfortable with taking or asking for money or giving money out to somebody until I really know what they're at, like, you know, what they're really on. Because you can't really, maybe you can tell after 3 months. Maybe depending on how much time you spend with that person, maybe you might know. But in a lot of cases, you don't.
And here's the thing, let me ask something else. Guys, it's a lot easier to read than women are. Because guys don't lie very well.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't. You know, so I can believe a woman saying she can read you in about a short amount of time, but a guy actually reading a woman, I mean, unless he's been real schooled, you know, by some dudes that's deep in the game and he's schooled by a lot of women to teach, you know, him, like, how they lie and how they do this and how they do that, most, the average guy is not going to pick up on it. So when you, now, this is the thing I want to ask you. You added the sex thing. Now, yeah, some guys will give you $500.
The only reason I did is because it seems like it has to be a give-and-take situation in the world we live in.
No, no, we're not talking about physical.
No, no, she brought it up. So I'm about to speak on it. She brought it up. Yeah, I know a lot of guys who own it. Like, I help you out, but, you know, you got to do something for me.
Right.
And,
right.
And, you know, in
right.
this world, nothing is for free.
Mm-hmm.
Point blank. When you borrow money from the bank, what they want? Interest. Credit card. Interest. Everybody wants something back in return. So you used to
that
every single day.
Is that the answer to go around like robots? Like the guy called and said, shouldn't you just go around just saying, hey, and speaking to people? I think that's true. I think you can't worry about, no, I'm not doing that because that person might not, it won't even affect them, or that person might not be having a good day no matter what you say. I think that you say, hey, you got, I like your shirt, I like your hair, I like your shoes. Now you're out of it. You did your part. Now if that person accepts it or not, it's on them. But you did your part to try to make them feel better.
And if you feel that right? conviction, go ahead and do
now,
it. God bless you. I'm not
money,
mad.
Hey, like that's
money,
when it come, hold on. But when it comes to money,
it's their own.
Let me tell you something. What you're talking about, smiles and money, is two different things. Smiles is free. Money don't come like that every day.
$5 is a lot of money. I mean, it depends on the relationship. That's why, because you never really know. And I'm not even talking about sex. I'm talking about give and take. As in, if that person was in a jam too, would you be able to help them out?
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's not even. It doesn't have to be money.
Well, that's different.
It doesn't have to be money. It could actually just be being a shoulder to cry on, you know, or somebody that they
sure.
can really trust, or who's going to be
sure.
there for them. So that's why I'm saying it's not always about, but it has to be like, it has to be give and take, not just one person always taking. You have to have something to offer too. And maybe you might not be able to give him that $500 back, but then you can give him your heart and you can really be down for him when he needs you, you know? And so that's what I'm saying when I mean give and take. It's not always just like it's not always like, oh, can I get $500? Can I get this? Can I get that? Can I get this? Can I get that? Because that kind of relationship wouldn't work.
No, you're right. It wouldn't work. But he gave her $500 as a gift. Right? That's what he said, right?
Yeah,
no,
but he didn't get nothing back in return.
Get nothing back like what?
My thing is this. I can't comfortably, if you know, like I said, when I was dating my wife do something nice for me, okay, when we was dating. I could just comfortably just take and not want to do something nice back in return and try to top it. That's me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, it's okay to accept it if your heart's in the right place and you're going to do something nice for them. Maybe you can't give back $500. We say, you know what? I ain't got the money, but this is what I'm going to do. I'm a cook for him for the next 30 days.
Right.
That cooked
right.
good
meal. So do
good
you think
meal.
that lady did not do anything for that $500? You think he just gave it to her?
Well, you know what? He explained that from just off of what he was saying. You know what I'm saying? You know what? Hold on. That's not speculate. I'm not going to
okay.
speculate. Hey,
okay.
man, from the Houston area, you still on?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay, good. We're talking about you. When you gave the necklace of $500.
I hear all the conversation.
Okay, did she do anything back in return?
Or did
no.
she do something before?
Wait, let him answer.
Okay.
What did she do?
She did not give nothing in return.
All right, that's the point I was trying to make.
She did not
Wait,
give nothing.
Ask him something else.
Listen,
you brought up the $500. I got the man on the line. He's telling you.
She did not
did
give
he
nothing
do something before?
Return.
Right. Okay.
She did not give nothing in return to me. It's because the fact that she felt like, well, oh, I give him or her a $500 necklace ring, but in return, you know what? I'd rather be pampered than give something and receive it back to me. That's how she felt.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So that is why she did that. So that was all that reason. That was all.
Okay, can I ask you something?
And wait a minute, what happened to Beyonce?
Independent
women. All ladies, throw your hands up at me. What happened to that?
You can't throw that song into this conversation.
You're the host. Go ahead. Say something.
I'm just saying, it's just like women always saying they're independent, they don't need a man, they don't need nothing from us. But when it comes to that dollar, that's when the talk start talking.
What's wrong with that? I mean,
what's wrong with it?
We can go out here. Listen, we can go out here.
What's wrong with it? Let a man ask you to cook a meal. There's something wrong with that.
No problem.
There ain't nothing wrong with that. Not one
no
bit.
Problem. No, some of these females today, they get mad if you ask them to cook.
Hey, does she have a question to ask me, or does she hang
yeah,
up?
Yeah, I do. I know I didn't hang up. When you gave her this $500 necklace ring, why did you give that to her? Why? What was going on before? Why did you give her that?
Why did I give her that? Because I have a good heart. Because I know my heart. I'm a good, caring person. That's the thing that people don't have to understand. I love to give back because that's where my heart is. If this person is really special enough to me and I know her very much, I give her that. That's just me. I was young, and this was like a couple years ago. This was when I was a little bit younger. By the way, this, you know, for my record, I'm 26. This is when I was 24 years old. I was young.
Oh.
And
yes. Oh, okay.
So I can clear that up with my age instead of just telling y'all be like, oh, maybe you're 34 years old or other. No, I was 24 years old, and that was happening when I did that. So
no, the reason I say, oh, okay, because at 24, it's like it's not the end of relationships. It probably won't work at 24.
It's not.
So, but if you're 34 and 44. Now you're more in a committed mind frame, right?
Oh, okay. All right, so what do you want to tell me? Like, I don't understand. Like, all I did was give her $500. She did not give nothing back. That is just a fact.
Oh, that's the reason why I brought you on. I brought you on to clarify, did she give you something back for it? That was the purpose of me bringing you back on.
Were you expecting something back? What exactly were you expecting back? A relationship with her?
I was expecting something better, but she didn't. So, I mean, it is what it is. There's nothing I could have done. I can't force her on it. I mean,
better
just,
than
you
what?
Know.
You were expecting what? What were you expecting?
I was expecting that she would do something better, but she didn't. Like, for example, maybe she would say, or maybe offer you a back massage, or, hey, maybe I should treat you out, going out for a nice dinner on me, or maybe I'll cook you for dinner or something like that. I don't know because I can't read
on my own. Was she doing back massages and dinner before you gave her the piece of jewelry? Was she doing that before?
No, she wasn't. We just met, and me and her were doing good, you know, up to that point when I gave her that $100 ring. She just wanted to be pampered. That's all she wanted.
And they got some females that don't let. But bottom line, he was young, like you said. He was sucking for love. And it just happens. It happens to a lot of us guys. We go through that. We learn.
Hey, it happens to girls, too, because I've seen, like I said already, there's girls that will give it all to a guy that she just met, and then she'll get mad when he's running off with the next girl. Because some people feel like, why are you giving me all this when I haven't even really done anything to deserve it? Now, if that person was there for you, if they were doing the same thing, and like I said, it doesn't have to be money. If they were there for you when you, like, let's say your mom died and you needed someone to talk to and they were always there for you, or you were having problems at work and they were always listening to your problems, or they would come and cook for you, or they would just do simple things to let you know they cared, then there's no problem with giving someone something. But if someone is just hanging out with you and they're not really doing anything to deserve anything, why do you feel like you need to just start opening up your wallet and doing whatever you can to make to do things for people?
Hey, let me add something to that. And I want to ask Miss Gabriella has her thing. The dude in the chat room to the lady on the line, this guy is saying, you know, relationships are give and take, girl. It can only take, it can't be only about take. That's why there's war and stealing, because nobody wants to give. This girl is thinking like a hood rat. What you think about that comment?
That's me.
Oh. That's not you. You're not on Ustream.
Say that one more time. I'm sorry. Say it one more time. I didn't catch it.
No. The person basically said, long story short, that the way you're thinking about things and how your take on relationships is kind of hood radish.
Somebody, really?
Somebody in the Ustream chat said that.
The That is hood radish.
Yeah, I'm just kind of heating it up a little bit.
So if you're dating a guy and in 3 months he buys you a $500 piece of jewelry, which is, you know, it's not an engagement ring. It's $500 pieces of jewelry. And if you accept it, that's hood radish. Is that the question?
No. Not you accepting it, but what you're at it, the kind of concept you're coming across, like, well, why you got to give something back? Why can't you just take? Why does it got to be give and take, give and take, give and take? In relationships, it's 100% give and take. Like, like a woman could give you, a woman could cook you a meal every day. She could wash your clothes. She could do this. She could do that. But if you don't do nothing back for her in return, guess what's going to end up happening? She's going to leave and go with a guy that's going to do stuff for her.
Let me do not give and take. Let me say it's why do you have to expect something back? If you're doing it like he said, he did it out the kind of his heart. He liked her. Why did he expect something back?
Well,
he gave her that piece of jewelry, and then he said that she didn't give anything in return. That's why he got mad, because she didn't give anything back.
I didn't say mad. Just to clarify, I did not get mad. I just got disappointed. There's a difference.
Okay, why did you get disappointed? Because you gave her some monetary stuff and she didn't give anything back. Because
she didn't show no appreciation.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's like if you give somebody something and they don't, and they just take it from you, they don't show no appreciation at all. Like, dog, like, I couldn't even take a hamburger from you and I'd be like, oh, shoot, this hamburger good. And then I don't think about, you know what, next week I'm going to treat her out to McDonald's. I'm going to take her to see Ronald. You know what I'm saying? Let Ronald beat you up, you know? So you got to watch it on YouTube, know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I could just do that. Or somebody just treating you all the time. Like, it don't even have to be that dating situation. What if it's a coworker? And always treating you out to lunch. Like man, nah, I treat you out, man. I got it like that. I got extra money, whatever. And they always treating you out of paying for a meal or whatever. You going to just take from that person all that time and not ever treat them back?
No, we're talking about food. But he's talking about something that costs $500. I just don't think.
But it's a principle. It's a principle.
Like,
if it's $500 or it's $5.
Something missing.
It doesn't matter about the money. It's a principle I'm getting at. It's a principle. It don't have to be $500. It could be $10.
Yeah. So what do you think the bottom line is? Okay, so you think that he should not have given her anything?
Not at that price, no, because $500, for my opinion, he should not gave her that $500 necklace unless they were in a serious, committed relationship, period.
Yeah, and that was all my fault on my part.
And they wasn't there yet. They wasn't there yet. To go that far.
Is there such thing as a serious committed relationship?
Yes,
at 24?
A thing called a serious committed.
Yes, there is. I've known plenty of people that get married at a young age. Everybody matures differently, and everybody has different views. I've seen people that get married in their early 20s. It just depends on, you know, where you're at.
I've seen that too.
Some people.
I've seen it. Does it last? I don't know.
Look.
Hey, there's people that get married when they're 18 and they stay married until they die. So everybody's case is different because, like, some people say, oh, you should wait until you're 30 to get married. But some people, they want to get with somebody when they're younger. It just depends on, I mean, every single situation is different. I've known people that, like, someone said that she had met the person that they're married to. They met, I'm getting all messed up. But basically, she met this person. They fell in love. They actually moved in the same day that they met, and they got married a couple years later. So, I mean, hey, every case is different. Some people say, oh, that doesn't work. That doesn't happen. But every single case is different. So what works for one might not work for somebody else. I personally don't want to wait until I'm in my 30s to get married. I want to get married before 30. So everybody is different.
Wow.
And let me go back to that necklace. If this man was in a relationship with her, let's say a year, and, I mean, they just doing good, you know, it's a one-year anniversary. You know, I mean, they serious. I mean, they don't cheat on each other. They just loving each other. And he want to give her a $500 necklace after about a year of being together. I wouldn't say nothing about it because he been with her for a year already. He know who she is by now, but after 3 months, no.
Mhm.
That's just my opinion on it.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this: 44 and 3 months, and someone is. Gives you $500. Do you have the same opinion?
I don't care what your age is. It's about your intention.
It could be 84. I wouldn't give, if somebody was
your
just
intention.
My friend, if someone was just my friend and they asked me for, they said, hey, you know, hey, girl, my check didn't come and it's coming next week. Can you spot me $500 this week? If I've only known them for 3 months, I would say, no, I'm sorry, I can't help you. And it has nothing to do with anything. It's just I don't really feel like I know that person yet. I don't know what the purpose of, I mean, I don't know what their intentions are. I don't know if they're going to take money and run. I don't know if they're going to be expecting that money all the time. You never really know. You don't truly know someone until they let their guard down. And people generally don't let their guard down until 6 months to a year. That's when their true colors come out.
Exactly.
Is the guy from Houston still on the line? Can you ask him, looking back, does he see why he should not have given her the $500?
Looking back on it now, I found regret. I mean, I learned just to learn and move on. I mean, yes, it was a mistake on my part. I mean, we all go through that. And for me, it was one of those times where I was making good money. And, you know, I was just, you know, doing the kindness of my heart. That's all it was. Nothing else, nothing more.
He a man about the situation. He understood what happened. It is what it is. He moved on. There's nothing to think about. His money. He work. He make money every day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nothing to think about.
I don't think what you did were bad. I think that it was nice. I think that you thought that it was something else. And maybe something happened before you gave her the $500. I don't think you guys were just on the phone chit-chatting. I think you guys were a little closer, and you felt like you could give her that. Now, when she didn't give you anything back, what you wanted her to give back, that's when it became a problem.
Well, she didn't give nothing back to me, and that kind of hurt. In a way, it kind of hurt me emotionally, physically, and kind of emotionally. But I just say, look at this. Every way the wind blows, and just learn to move on. That's all there is to it.
That's right.
I made up my mistakes, and there ain't nothing shame about like that. I just learn from it, we move on, and we get better at it. That's all there is to it.
Let me ask you this. Would you ever do it again?
What? Say that again?
Would you ever do it again?
No.
Would you ever do it again? No?
No, I would not. And now, unless I learned my lesson is this. I learned to take my stuff with a woman. Now, I would say I give myself probably a year or two before I get really close to the woman, instead of 3 months, because that's just a mistake on my part. So I say I wait maybe a year or two, see how things go. So that's just me, though.
There you go. And what that said, guys, I'm going to have to put you guys on mute because I got some other callers that want to get in.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank
you guys.
Nice talking to you guys.
All right, thank you. Put you back on mute. All right, Ms. Gabrielle, let's see what we got here. Area code 813, you on the show.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. I've been following you for about a year and a half.
Awesome. First time calling in?
I'm sorry?
First time calling in?
Yeah, first time, man. I've been
seeing
this stuff.
This is over here. You ain't call nobody.
My name is Michael. I've been following you for
Michael.
About a year and a half.
Okay.
And I emailed you for a while and said we need to talk, whatever. You know why I like you? Because we don't agree all the time. That's why I like you. Moving on.
Oh, Michael. Wait, Michael. You from
no,
Florida?
That's true. Yes, I am. Tampa.
Okay. Yeah, I know who you are. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. The reason I like you is because we don't agree all the time, probably 90% of the time. But the young lady that I guess is on hold right now is very interesting. You know, she's busting this man's balls or, you know, giving him a grief for giving it. But not on the woman's half. You're taking the crap. If this woman had no feelings for this man, why would she take $500 or whatever this jewelry was? You know, what is it with women and they're just so damn obsessed about what a man can give to them? You know, she was also talking about, she said something to the fact of, hey, if my check didn't come in, you know, would I ask him for money? Let me explain something. I work, okay? I know my check comes in every 2 weeks. So I hate to say this, but it's kind of hood rat mentality, my check. yeah, your check's going to come in if you work. You know, get a damn job. You know, it's the thing I'm fighting with my ex-wife that doesn't work. But, you know, it's just a one-way street with these women. They want men to go wine and dine them and spend all this damn money on them, you know.
That's the quickest way to make a man your enemy is you're playing for his money, and then you're just playing games.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I said it needs to be give and take. Because if you are, because I have people in my life that I would have no problem with giving them $300 because I know that they might not pay me back today. They might not pay me back tomorrow. But I know that if I need the same $300 back, I'm going to get it because they're there for me. But it's not always take, take, take. Because if you're always taking, 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 you're not going to have any successful relationship. Who wants to deal with that?
And I
Nobody
agree with you. I agree with you 100%. You're going to borrow money or whatever from people you know, you trust and you know. But you've got to say something about this woman that just takes it, just takes it. I'm not saying that guy is not in the wrong. I think he admitted it. But, you know, it's 50-50. I mean, this woman just took this $500 piece of jewelry and, hey, I'll take it. Why'd she take
that? And see, what he said about her, he said that she wanted to be pampered. And let me tell you something. I tell any guy, if you start the relationship off tricking, you're going to have to keep tricking. Because she's not going to be satisfied with nothing else but that. And the moment you can't trick with her, she's going to find her another dude to start tricking with. She's going to cut you loose.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't even establish that with her from the jump. Like, this ain't no trick relationship here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said.
You got to go.
Yeah, like I said, this gentleman said he made a mistake and he admits it. You know, but let's call it what it is. This other woman just took it. So it's bad on both sides. It's just two pieces of bad right there. You know, just don't blast out the guy. You know, blast out the woman. And I'm sure there's probably instances where it's reversed. I haven't found it yet. I haven't found some woman that will, you know, take care of me and shit. Not that I want it. But you know what I'm saying?
They have them out there. Matter of fact, I've known guys to get with women because they known to take care of them, let them use their car, let them stay at their house. And they just some old lazy, good for nothing bums. And they
I'm a man. Yeah, I'm a man. I want to earn my living, take care of, you know, I'm single. I'm not dating anybody right now. But, you know, I'm a traditional man. Is that wrong? Who knows?
Ain't nothing wrong. I'm a firm believer that I want to be underneath nobody's skirt. I'm an old man.
I know.
That's my mom. That's the end of that.
I don't want to get up under some woman's skirt and fucking live off her and stuff, you know.
Because when she get pissed off, the first thing she gonna tell you ain't no kind of
money,
man.
Money,
I paid the rent.
Money,
I paid the cell phone.
Money.
I paid the car note. I paid the insurance. You don't do crap. You don't do nothing right. You could halfway have sex right.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of shit.
Then you're not a man anymore.
Yeah,
you know?
So you're emasculated.
And I agree with you said it. It's give and take in a good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's nobody saying I did this for you, how much you want to give back to me. It's give and take. And I think anybody listening or whatever will agree. I mean, it's a hard thing to find. And it sounds like you've got a great wife. You talk about her and you love her and everything. You found it. I think there's a lot of people out there, though, that are trying to find it, whatever stage in their life that they're at. It's not easy, man. It's not easy. It's not easy.
Nothing worth having is easy.
No, it's not. I ain't giving up.
They out there, man. I just, you know, you got to be, you know, like I said, me and my wife met. We was real upfront what we were looking for. And we didn't really start off on those premise. You know, we was just friends, really. And then we got discussing, you know, we had a lot in common. And we discussed what we were looking for. And we looked for the exact same thing. So it hit it off. You know, I didn't, you know, we wasn't about game plan. Now, you know, we got married pretty fast, actually. You know, like I say, within a year's time.
So did I, my wife. I'm divorced, but yes, so did I. And my siblings were the same way, and they're still married. My parents are married 56 years, so I hear you.
Oh, okay. Awesome. So let me ask you a question before I move on to the next caller. You say, because I like to hear stuff like this, you say, I watch you. You say, I like to agree with you. What's one thing you just don't agree with me with?
Well, no, I can't say one thing because it goes, let me tell you where it goes into. Trayvon Martin. Okay. Wait. No, don't do that. Because listen to what I'm going to say. after the verdict and after stuff came out about this dude, Zimmerman, I kind of shifted back to your side.
Okay.
You know, there was information that came out. This guy had an argument with his wife. You know, there's all kinds of stuff. You know, and I can't remember other things. There's different things.
He molested,
but, I mean,
he molested his own cousin.
I'm sorry?
He molested his own cousin. I put the whole deposition on my channel.
Independent of that, you know, I love listening to your stuff and watching you on Facebook. I almost love the stuff that we don't disagree with because it makes me think. It's easy to follow. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to follow somebody and listen. Oh, yeah, I agree. I like when I don't agree with you because it makes me think.
Yeah, I mean, shoot, a lot of people don't agree with me, and that's bad. I have, like, one lady sometimes, she'll tell me in a minute, you know, and if she don't agree with something, she'll tell me why. And sometimes, like, I didn't see it that way. So sometimes, you know, it's good when somebody has a difference of opinion. And, you know, she's always been respectful. You know, been respectful with it. She wasn't calling me, you stupid, ignorant, SOB. No, none of that. You know, because people doing that to me now, I'm going to put them on so disrespectful YouTube comments. But, you know, if they cool, then, yeah, I'm just going to, you know, just listen. I was like, man, you know, it's been times people have left me comments. It's happened about 3 times. I took them videos down. I was like, dog, I didn't see it like that. You know, that's how far I take it.
This channel is insane, man. I love it. I've been trying to catch a show, and finally I saw it on Facebook. I'm like, bam, let me find it. One tip. I'm in marketing, okay?
Uh-huh.
I've been marketing for almost 30 years.
Awesome.
When I first signed in to this channel and everything, it showed me your phone number. But I pressed the button to get it to work first. You need to have your number out there more in the graphics and everything to call in or something. Just saying. I had to search and search forever for that number. And it might be me. Just saying.
Well, for that call-in number?
Yeah.
Well, every time I put up a post for a show, it lands you straight to the page, and I always put in the post, call in at this number all the time.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
It's on Facebook and it's on Twitter, too.
It's on Facebook and on Twitter.
Yeah.
I should have gone back to Facebook. Let me tell you something. I link, I hashtag, I do everything I know I can, you know, to help me out.
Keep doing more.
Yeah.
I'm going to listen, dude.
All right, bro.
I'm glad I finally got to talk to you, man. It's been like a year and a half.
Yeah, man. Shoot, man. Holler at me a little bit more.
Oh, it's going to happen.
All right,
thanks,
bro.
Thanks, man. Right. Bye. Uh-huh.
Bye. All right, Ms. Gabriella, we got another call. 919 area code, you on the show.
Hi. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. What's going on?
Doing good. My name is Victor, North Carolina, and the Durham area. And I was calling into your show. Actually, I've been watching your show a little bit on YouTube. I've been trying to, you know, expand my knowledge a little bit more, so I've been trying to look into a lot more news programs and, you know, talk shows and, you know, difference of opinions because, you know, you don't want to always just stay on one type of opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I brought some news to your show, and then I wanted to speak on, I know you guys might want to just, you know, not as much speak on it, but the Elliot Rodgers situation. And I have a kind of an opinion about it and a question in a sense, too. Let me go ahead and make my comment on it. I really think that a lot of the Americans now, being that this situation has happened and it is another traumatic situation that has, you know, hit us that we've all, you know, didn't expect. As much as I know this is a very horrific thing, and this might be some things people don't want to hear, but I really still think that we need to look into the fact of the people that were put in charge with, including parents and doctors and physicians in this situation, because in all honesty, with all these signs that, you know, he could be a very troubled kid, why is it that, you know, no one really established the fact that he needed to be put in a confined area so he wouldn't hurt himself or anyone else? And especially from all his writings and his videos that he said, as troublesome as they very much were, I would really advise a lot of people to try to steer away from the very hot topics that what the media is going from, and, you know, that feminism and all these other things, and, you know, really just try and be like, well, now it's a situation where gun control may become an issue as well and all these other things. I really think it's steering away from the very psychological standpoint that the boy was suffering from that no one's really comprehending. There are people out there in America with these situations, you know what I'm saying, dealing with this, and rather than, okay, well, let's establish some sort of connection to these people in order to help them to avoid situations like this, we go to such topics as, you know, oh, well, the problem with the women, or, you know, the fact that gun control is a situation, or, you know, things of that nature, the hot topics that America loves to hear over the media airways. Really, to be honest with you, I just think that's BS. You know what I'm saying? We're caring less about, you know, the individual as much, you know what I'm saying, and not understanding the dealings that are going around with every American that could be in this same situation. And, you know, that was just my opinion on that, and I was wondering what you see, your viewpoint on that.
Well, my viewpoint is that the mainstream media puts out a lot of propaganda, and they have an agenda. How they report news, how they do news. I don't do it that way. I do it just how I see it. And I just put, you know, my spin on it just right down the middle much as possible. First of all, when it comes to Elliot Roger, I don't call him a kid. I call him a grown man. I'm not going to call him a kid because when Trayvon got killed, they weren't calling him a kid, and he's a kid, and all this other stuff. I touch on all that, what the media does, because the media creates a lot of division. It puts a lot of racist ideology in society. It's not the general public. It's the media. It's not even the Klansmen. It's the media. How they spin things, how they blow things up, and how they influence people to just start repeating everything they're saying. So, you know, there's a lot of things we need to look into with this, but I don't think it's fair to blame mental health on what he done. Because there's plenty of people in America who are diagnosed with a mental health diagnosis, and they're not picking up guns, doing nothing to nobody. Mm-hmm. So it's not fair to give him an out. You don't give a gang member an out. So why you don't give him? He did the exact same thing a gang member would do. So in my video about him, I'm talking about him just as much as I would talk about a gang member. He gets no sympathy from me. I give sympathy to the victims, not him. I don't sympathize with killers.
And you know, on a situation with just gang members, because I was thinking on the same situation that, you know, this is no killing like this is no different than the everyday crimes that we deal with in our streets at all the times. And, you know, down here in Durham, North Carolina, we're considered one of the highest crime cities within the state. So,
uh-huh.
I mean, we deal with gun shootings over here all the time. My neighborhood is getting to a point where, you know, my mother and father can't even walk out on the streets. But on the sense of the fact, I have people or know people, you know, of course, we all have our associates, not all of us, but some of us down here, we have associates who deal within the streets. And I speak to them, and I sit with them, and honestly, I really more or less don't see them as gang members, but I see them as people trying to reach out and trying to get away from the lifestyle that they've grown into from childhood. Now, I'm a big believer, and I'm sorry to say, but I'm a big believer that what we learn from childhood grows us into what we are going to become in adulthood. So who you are, who I am, who anyone is at this current moment has what been going through the entire experiences since their childhood has been. Now, if you all you're going to do is grow into a low income.
I don't know why you was apologizing. Basically, what you were saying is something that you just reworded different. But, you know, what the Bible talks about, you know, train up a child in the way it should go when you get old, he won't depart from it. So if you train up a child in thugging, you train up a child in drug dealing, you train up a child in broken homes and in dysfunctional relationships, they probably won't depart from that. But you train them up in, you know, good household, work ethic, chores, you know, pushing excellence in school, then they probably won't depart from that when they get older. So, you know, you're right.
And then that's exactly what I'm saying with this shooter right now. I mean, his situation had to be dealt with something that went on with the home, some ignorance to his problem, to his cry outs, and he grew up into what he was now. And there was still just as many red alerts as he got older to a situation going to explode. That's what I'm saying, is that this is a problem that the mental health are not catching. And I really feel like a lack of actual care from individuals who are in charge of today's youth, or onward up towards to the people who are mentally challenged or, you know, suffering from some sort of psychological thing. I don't believe that people are showing that much care, and we're pushing off the blame on the individual once they've committed some horrific thing. You know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying, but you can't blame. It's a plenty of people, whatever his conditions were. If plenty of people have that in this country, and if you get to the point where, you know, it's a condition and he can't help himself, then what? So they're going to start mass committing people because they fear they're going to go out and start shooting? Then that would be a problem.
And it's just a fantasy world that we would always be living in if we could have capable individuals who wouldn't be pushed to that point to go stir crazy and lock us all up for crazy town. But in all honesty, still, if I remember a statement I heard once before, you know, doing nothing still isn't going to solve anything either way. So we have to have some sort of instrument in place to help these people rather than push them off. And then, of course, the biggest thing of all, constantly drugging people, overly drugging people with more and more prescription drugs. That's just a push-off on the individual. That's not helping
them. I agree
with that.
All they do is make them a legal dopehead. I agree with you on that. They don't treat the problem. That's why I like psychologists, not psychiatrists. Psychologists actually speak to them and try to help them. Psychiatrists, they give them prescription drugs. And I had a psychologist on my show one time, and he said the more scripts they write, that's the more money they make. So that's all they want to do is give them medication. Now, this is the thing, too, that's probably going to change on YouTube. I see this coming. Elliot Roger made a lot of threats on YouTube. And nobody on YouTube, like, well, they say his parents got in contact with the police, and the police didn't do nothing. That's going to end up changing YouTube. I already see it happen. They're going to come up with some new policy about that threatening people. And they better, whoever doing the threatening on YouTube, y'all better stop it, because they're going to change that policy. I see it coming. Because YouTube's all on the news about him using YouTube to threaten what he was going to do.
Well, they're already doing something with FCC, right, with the whole internet issue, correct?
Well, the FCC is talking about fast-tracking the internet where they're having tiers of speed, and like, that's wrong, too. That's why a lot of people are fighting that, but that's a different story. Okay. They don't need to be touching the internet. Should leave it alone. I like it like the way it is. So.
But I want to make sure that was pointed out, though, and, you know, I definitely don't want to demean anything that he, though, I'm a big person on, you know, the emotions of other people and, you know, the feelings of other people and trying to reach out to them. Down here, trying to reach out to a lot of people who deal in the streets as well, who are trying to get out of that situation, speaking with them, you know, educating them and trying to get them back into, you know, outreach programs, working training programs, you know, anything that they can really help with. And I think if there was something down there, and I really, you know, not as educated enough in the whole psychological platform, but if there was something down there to help him to really, you know, to have better himself, and of course no money would have been an object. What, his father was the man who directed, what was it, Catch Fire
Hunger
or
Games.
Something of that?
Yeah, one of the directors, not the main one, but one of the directors on the Hunger Games. So, you know, he had money.
So it's a definite situation that there's no excuse that there could have been nothing really done because that
money. They bet. If you research it, they did everything they could to help him. So they did their best.
Can you really say that after now we've seen our situation? Because, you know, the ship sailed good until it sank. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those things where I really think that, you know, it can't be completely just they did their best. It should have been prevented. Their best is to prevent.
How can you prevent? But seriously, how can you prevent that from happening? You can't.
I don't know because I'm not the doctors, but we pay these doctors.
I mean, the doctors can say, I think he may do something, but the doctor don't, it's not no type of prophet or something. He can just know exactly what he's going to do or whatever at the time he's going to do it in. The doctors aren't like that. His parents, I mean, you could be your child. And like I said, when the parents saw the threatening, he'd been threatening stuff over a year. And the first time he made these threats, the parents saw it, he took them down off of YouTube. I read it in a blog today that he posted on bodybuilding.com. I read through the whole thing. But he put them back up. And then he was constantly threatening on YouTube what he was going to do. And then he made that final one. And then that's when he went out and did what he did. So he
now,
made a conscious choice. I don't blame him on
the situation of a doctor actually reaching out to his patient, his or her patient.
They call
the
police.
Don't look at it as the fact that we actually identify a patient as no, I know they call the police, but I'm saying though,
the police didn't do crap. So you want to blame somebody? Blame the police because they didn't act when the parents said what you did.
I'm going over to the police just because as critical as the police can be, racial profile, all the good numbers to it, you know what I'm saying? You would think they would have already locked them up, but I don't know, okay? But when I was saying with the doctor thing, I know off gate that most doctors are not going to automatically think that somebody is some homicidal killer, but all methods have to be used in order to connect to a person in order to feel them more comfort. Now, if we're giving people medicine, okay, in order to stabilize them, I believe the same thing can come from human interaction. Now, that stabilizes a person to prevent them from going into these horrific crimes. But, see, we can't just limit it to horrific crimes, raise it to horrific crimes, because any acts of violence is nothing that should be done. You see what I'm saying? I believe that the doctors should be educated in a way where they can reach out to their patients to a point where that comfort zone is reached rather than just writing a prescription, asking routine questions, which I'm sure most doctors do because they're going straight off of what I would say psychological scripture out of their books in order to identify a person's mood. Now, don't get me wrong. This is what we do, you know what I'm saying, but that's not really helping the situation. You have to have a method, I'm sure, to bounce around with people. Like, as much as it, and I say this in a way where there are different ways that you interact with each individual person. Not every method works the same, okay? Like, if you're down here in North Carolina, you're going to get, because y'all were talking earlier about people smiling in your face and stuff like that, you're going to get people down here in North Carolina smiling in your face. So you're going to be weirded out, okay? I'm going to tell you, we're a hospitality people down
here. I won't
be
weirded out. I'm from Texas. That won't weird me out.
It wouldn't weird you out?
No, we do that down here. We say good morning.
I mean, I'm in North Carolina, too. There's some areas where people will look at you crazy, but there's some areas where people are very, you know, people will have that southern hospitality. But when you go further north, that's kind of a different story. Like,
exactly.
If you're up there...
But that's a different personalities of people. And as us, as individuals, we deal with those individuals in a certain way, not as that we would deal with our friends or our family or other people that we're close to. So this is the same method that I believe should be passed on within that psychiatry field, because book, as much as it is good, you know, it's good and it's a help and it's centuries of knowledge built upon it, still not really getting so much of a connection, because even if you yourself read into those books, it talks as if they were almost animals. You know what I'm saying? And I don't really consider myself so much as an animal, you know what I'm saying, with a certain technique, robotic ways where I know I'm going to be doing certain things because this is a certain type of day type situation. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. That lack of connection is missed to a point where people like Scott here, he's going around it, manipulating it, and that's where he gets to a point where he's going stir crazy and doing, God knows, shooting people. And
well,
that's just,
you know, like one person said, hold on, one person said in the chat room, because I'm about to move on to the next caller, somebody holding on.
Okay.
He's a sociopath, and when he said, it's the truth, I'll take great pleasure in slaughtering you all, I'm sorry, that is a murderous person. And I have no sympathy for him. I ain't trying to rationalize with him. Save that for somebody else who aren't trying to murder somebody who really are trying to get treatment. That's how I look at it. With him, at the end of it, with him, he hurt a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's my position.
I just think that we really classify people once they've crossed that line, and it's not fair. We want to prevent them to cross that line, and that's exactly why people, I believe, go to push these lines, because no one's really trying to reach out that hand the Christian way like they're supposed to. You know what I'm saying? God forgives.
How can you help somebody who has an obsession with blonde-haired white girls? How are you going to help them with that?
Well, see, first of all, that's not my point. That's exactly what I'm going to stay away from. I'm not going to be the one to point out someone's flaws, because I'm not one to cast stones. I'm not going to cast stones onto another man. If he has an obsession about something or an addiction to something, that's him. What I'm trying to help the person feel is that you're not alone. There are people out there that can still care for you. You don't have to deal in all these other situations. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to reach out to him to his heart. I'm not trying to bring up his flaws.
Okay. Well, with that said, appreciate you joining the show. We got a few minutes to go. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
All right, all ones in your number. You're on the show.
Hello?
Hello. You're on the show.
I wanted to say, I've been watching your show. I'm in high school, so, yeah. But I wanted to talk about Elliot Roger.
Uh-huh.
I just don't understand. He was 22 years old, and he was still a virgin. And he was, like, mad about that. I'll be happy because, you know, I don't want to be in that kind of relationship with females and end up getting one of them pregnant or getting, like, STD. Like, I don't understand why he was so mad. Like, he said, like...
Well, you gotta read his manifesto, and you got to kind of look more into him to understand what he was coming from. That's why I tell people, do your research a little bit more into him and the things he said. He was something else. You know what I'm saying? So he was just, he was in college, and he felt, you know, college is a time period, everybody run wild sexually. And he felt that, you know, everybody else was getting sick except him. And everybody was getting the blonde-haired white girl except him. And, you know, so that's kind of how he kept mentioning it. So, you know, you check out his stuff, you know, and you'll hear from there. I guess we lost his call. His call had dropped. I don't know what happened to it. We'll move on to the next call. Erico 678, you on the show?
Yeah. Sorry, my phone had cut off.
Okay.
Also, I have wanted to point out one thing. Like, with most of these shootings that's been happening, they always say that they've always something like that, and like. That's what caused him to do that. But, like, my brother, he's autistic, but he's, like, he's the
Can't hear you, bro. Gabrielle, you there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got something going on your line, bro. We can't hear you.
What, hello? Hello?
Now I can hear you.
Hello? Yeah, but my grandmother was like on his last video, like she could like see the demon inside of him, and like yeah, like that.
You think?
Yeah, I said the same thing. Yeah.
Look at his eyes. You think?
But I don't know why people are always saying it's a mental illness that's making these people do this stuff.
It's a conscious choice. Like anybody else, it's a choice. And I'm going to fight against it every time. It's not fair to people who have mental health diagnosis to say that they're going to start grabbing guns and killing people. That's not fair. That's not right. Just to give him an excuse.
Mm-mm.
That's not right. To generalize the mental health community. It's not right.
No, because that also makes people that are actually suffering from mental illness look bad, because not every single person with a mental illness is going to sit there and kill people. That's a cop-out, in my opinion.
And also, another thing is people who actually need treatment not going to want treatment because they don't want that label.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, thanks for talking to me and about that stuff.
Yeah, like I said, I'll be putting my video up on YouTube after the show, which the show will be in about 20 minutes. So, you know, check out my Elliot Roger video. Some people may like it, some people may not, but that's part of what I do. Everybody don't like my video.
Yeah, I've been watching you for a while now, a couple of months. I'm only in high school, so.
Oh, what grade you in?
You know, I'm going to 10th grade now.
Oh boy, you're a youngster, boy. You get in the world told to you at an early age. That's pretty good.
Yeah, like I've seen most of your videos, and I agree with everything you say. So.
Yeah,
and
well,
I don't.
Yeah, well, man, get your grades, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, get your grades.
I also find your Ratchet Video Weeklies funny too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I appreciate that. I'd be having fun over there. You know, it's just something different. Just because, you know, all this stuff that I do, you know, on that main channel, sometimes can weigh you down just a little bit. So, you know, I'm a Gemini. It's multiple sides to me. I like to have fun. That's me. So, you know, I don't think I can just do one thing. I can do multiple things. So, it is what it is. So appreciate you watching and everything, and I'm pretty sure you got summer vacation coming up, so enjoy that.
I'm party on vacation, so I mean.
All right.
Yep.
Well, I appreciate you, bro, for calling in.
Okay, bye.
All right, everybody, got about, 18 minutes to go. If you want to chime in real quick before we wrap it up, 347-996-3350. And press the number one button, and you can chime on in. Now, Gabriella, I am getting more stuffed up in my nose. I'm pretty sure y'all can tell. Sorry, y'all, for my voice, but, you know, I'm trying to. See, I didn't do videos Monday because I was worse. I was NyQuil-ing it up. So I said, I got to start doing videos. Well, no, I'm not Monday, Tuesday. I think I started doing videos, and everybody started hitting me up. Man, where you at? What happened? And you ain't posting a video, and all this other stuff. So, man, I said, everybody looking for some news reports. So I'm going to get up off my lazy self and do it, even though I ain't feeling too well.
But, that's dedication right there, because I wouldn't.
Yeah, I'm dedicated. I'm dedicated to y'all. I'm dedicated. You know, I'll do these shows. Now, unless I'm just knocked out with the flu, then, you know, I probably won't do it. But any other time, I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just remember that. So, Ms. Gabrielle, got anything else to add about the rejection?
Yeah. Well, because we kept talking about Elliot Rogers, and I kind of want to just talk on, just touch on people not being able to deal with rejection. Because I've seen it happen a lot. Like, I've seen people that, and it's not just this guy we've been talking about all night. I'm talking about people, there's been people on YouTube whining and crying about how they don't have any friends, or there's people whining and crying about how they can't find a relationship. And the funny thing about that is a lot of the times it's their fault. It's like, who really wants to hang out with somebody who's running around saying, oh, woe is me, nobody likes me, I don't have any friends, nobody wants to hang out with me, blah, blah, blah.
Debbie or Donnie Downer.
Yeah, nobody wants to hang out with no Debbie Downer. Yeah, who wants to spend time with somebody who's always whining and crying and bellyaching about the reasons why? They're like, oh, I'm getting rejected. Nobody wants to hang out with me. I can't get a job. I can't get a girl. I mean, if that's the vibe you're getting off, that's what's going to happen. You have to learn how to be positive. You have to say, okay, you have to say, hey, you know, maybe I don't have any friends right now, but I'm going to take up a hobby. Or join community service, or I will start going, if you're a religious person, you can start going to church more, start participating in church activities, and you might make some friends that way. But people, I mean, I don't understand, because from what I've seen, a lot of the times people, I see it on social media all the time, you'll see someone on Facebook all day long, or they'll be on Twitter all day long, complaining about how they can't find anybody, but you can't expect someone to want to hang out with you if you never even leave your house.
Yeah, what they say? You got to show yourself friendly to have friends. Mm-hmm. So, you know, well, let me take this call with Gabriella. Somebody just hit number one. Area code 219, you on the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I wanted to chime in, like, what Ms. Gabriella was saying, is that, like, for advice, it'd be, like, to just focus on the future. Like, I'm a junior in high school, and, like, I've been rejected a couple times, and so the only thing I think about, like, I don't try to hang over it or anything. What I try to think about is that the first, like, my mom always says that the first 24 years of your life, you need to focus on your school and your education. And you know, have plenty of time to have fun later on in life. And what you need to do right now is, like, focus on yourself and then worry about that, because things will fall into place as you get older.
Yeah, man, like, trust me, when I was your age versus, as I became a grown man, I learned so much and changed a whole lot and stuff like that. And, I'm going to tell you something. Some of the same females you see in high school right now, wait till you buy 30, 35. And you're going to see the females like, I can't believe I thought she was fine back in the day. Either they're going to look old and busted. They had a messed up life. Some of them going to really, you know, she may be a cheerleader. You're like, what happened to her? That girl ain't no cheerleader looking no more. Or some of them may still look the same. You never know. But like I said, some of these people, you're going to see their lives just turn out totally different. You know what I'm saying? Maybe than yours. That's the wonderful thing about Facebook. Well, yeah, man, you're right. Focus on your education. You need to be about your money and your career first, then worry about females. That's how I tell any guy.
Yeah.
Women, you can get any day of the week. Do what?
I was saying thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, yeah, man. That's no problem. Appreciate you calling in.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Ms. Gabriella, we got the youngsters calling in tonight.
I know, it's kind of, but I'm glad that we have people trying to, you know, try to learn some things early, because I wish that when I was in high school, I had learned some things.
Yeah, I wish they had this kind of stuff, you know, like all the type of blog talk shows and YouTube and stuff. When I was his age, I'd have been into it too, knowing me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like to, you know, hear different type of thoughts and, you know, how we connect now versus, you know, the most you can connect back when I was in high school was a beeper. So you know,
man.
Well, beepers was a big thing.
I remember those. I never understood how to work those things. But
shoot, they always had a way to write with the numbers on the beeper, how you could actually text. You know, so yeah, it's awesome. You know, from back in, like I said, I'm turning 35 next month. So yeah, you know.
Yeah, we got the same birthday too. So.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Interesting. You don't tell me, you already know that.
Yeah, so you know, my daughter's birthday is the day after after mine, June 7th.
Hmm.
So we got two birthdays next month.
Guess you're gonna have a combination birthday. I don't know, but
I don't know about all that. Shoot, I'm trying to get ready for this baby. Shoot, baby, I gotta buy the last few things for the baby end of the month, and you know, we'll be straight.
Man. Oh, okay. I'm glad that you brought up the baby, because I know of some women that are so tired of being rejected that they'll sit there and they'll go out and get pregnant just so they can have somebody to love them.
Yep. I tell you, get you a dog.
Get you a cat or a fish or something.
I ain't got no cat. Get you a dog.
A cat. Look, my cat is awesome. So I don't, I mean, hey.
What kind of cat do you have?
A tortoiseshell cat? I mean,
It's a male or a female?
It's a female.
Oh, okay. See, so we got our little dog. She's a King Charles Spaniel. And, you know, she's something else. She has bad separation anxiety, though. You leave her 15 minutes, and she acting like you left her for 3 days.
That's why I don't like dogs.
Well, it's that particular breed. That breed is like that. They like to be around people.
There's people like that, too, now.
Yeah, they got people like that, separation anxiety. But, you know, it's easier to deal with a dog than a human being like that.
Because there's some people that, like, it could be relationships. I think that usually has to deal with relationships, too. There's some females and some men that if you don't text them back right away, if you, like, they might text you, hey, how you doing? You might be asleep or you might be taking a shower or something. You come back out, you check your phone, and you got 27 text messages talking about, where are you? I don't love you. You don't love me anymore. Why aren't you texting me back? What's wrong? You got 35 missed calls, 16 voice messages, and you're just like, man, I can't have 5 minutes to myself.
Did you hear about that story about a guy a while back? I saw, I just never got a chance to do that video. The girl broke up with the guy, and he called her phone over 110 times.
Mm.
And he got arrested for harassment. I'm like, how do you do that in a 24-hour period? And that's what he did. 24-hour period, he called 110 times.
Wow.
I said, I was trying to figure that junk out. Like, how many calls he did in an hour? I was trying to figure out. I was like, man, this dude is crazy.
They've been called. I mean, I was always taught that if they, like, the max time, like, it depends on what's going on. But the most I would call somebody is 3 times. And that's in a day. Because if you call more than that, and that person just isn't feeling you.
Let me tell you my method. My method was one call, voicemail message, text message. That's it. Because I've contacted you at least 3 different ways, and I'm not doing it no more. If you don't respond, well, don't tell me you didn't get the text. Okay, let's say you didn't get that. You probably got the voicemail. So, or you saw the missed call. Sup?
Mm-hmm.
That's 3 forms of contact for me. I'm not about to sit up there and be blowing your phone up, because I can't stand when somebody blow my phone up. But let me get to this one call real quick, Ms. Gabrielle. We got 9 minutes to go. Erico 585, you on the show?
Hey, what's up? This is actually the first caller that called in.
Okay.
I was just hearing you guys talking about how the one guy called the chick, what was it, 100 and some odd times?
Yeah.
And I don't understand how people have the time for that. I sure don't.
Me either.
You know, I mean, I call someone maybe tops 2 times. If they don't answer, they don't want to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, they wasting my time. Shoot, that's wasting my, well, I can't say minutes. I got unlimited, but, you know, back in the day, it used to be minutes. They wasting my minutes, you know. But I'm not going to do that. I got stuff to do. I ain't been sitting on the phone waiting on you to respond all day.
But that's why you need to have something else going on in your life, so you're not sitting there worrying about somebody. Maybe you have a hobby or you have something that you're working towards, because people that can't handle rejection well are the types of people that have their heart and soul and everything wrapped up into a relationship, or they're wrapped up into a friendship or something. And if that one person doesn't respond to them, they act like they're about to lose their mind, because that's all they have. It's like, I mean, if I text somebody and they don't text me back, I'm like, all right, I don't even text anybody more than once, because they got it, you know. There's no way, because I know some people are like, oh, I didn't get your text message. Yes, you did. There's no way that you wouldn't get a text message, unless you have really, like, if you are AT&T and you have bad service, and there's sometimes that you might not get a text. But for the most part,
you may get it delayed sometime, you know.
But you're still going to get it eventually.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that's crazy. But, yeah, appreciate you chiming back in, though. We're going to wrap the show up. All right. All right, Ms. Gabriella, do your thing.
All right. So, if you are in the Raleigh area, if you're in the, I think it's just in Raleigh, but I know that I was told that for some reason the commercial was airing in, I think, Roanoke or something crazy. But if you're in the Triangle area in North Carolina, you can probably, if you catch me, you might catch my commercial on Bravo or VH1. The commercial is for this hair salon that I help promote. It's called the Virgin Hair Shop. I'm actually going to have more information about that on my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/user/GIGIAYUMU. And on my YouTube channel, you can find all different types of videos. I do hair reviews. I do real talk videos, or just anything that really comes to my mind. And also, you can, when you go to the channel homepage, all my links to every single social media account that I'm on are on there. So I invite you to check out my like page, check out my Twitter, all those different social media platforms, because that's the best way to get in contact with me.
All right, so make sure you get in contact with Ms. Gabriella. Hit her up, like her page, subscribe to her channel, and all that jazz. Watch her commercials. Say, hey, I know that chick. That's Miss Gabriella on TV.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, support a sister. Now, thank you, everybody, for joining the show. We had some good dialogue tonight, really did. You know, I definitely enjoyed the dialogue about the $500 necklace and the man about, you know, the lady going back and forth. She was adamant about that $500. Oh, no. She was adamant. So, you know, shout out, you know, to that exchange and all everybody that called in for the first time. Appreciate you. You know, don't be a stranger. Call in. You can watch my videos. You can talk to me once a week if you want to. I mean, we ain't no strangers over here. We just some regular people. Ain't nobody special. At least I'm not. I don't know about Ms. Gabriella. But,
well, I'm a diva, so.
Well, you won't admit that, I guess. But anyway, you know, make sure if you first time hearing the show, whatever, you know, make sure you like the Facebook fan page. That's the best way to find out when we're going to do a show, the night it's going to be on. You know, the YouTube, anything I do on YouTube, I post on my website, Facebook or Twitter. It's the place you want to be. It's Facebook or Twitter.com/TheAdviceShow. So what I'm going to do after the show ends, I'm going to put up my videos for the day. And that's why I didn't want to discuss Elliot Rodger, at least myself, too much, because I didn't want to reveal my video a whole lot, because they were like, what the hell are you going to watch it for? You know, and I mean, you don't want to spoil it. So I'll put my videos up here shortly and, you know, turn on in and try to take care of some other things. So some of y'all guessed, what, last week of school for some people, maybe next week, and some people last week of school. So I'm pretty sure you guys are like that. Now we're trying to make sure that we bring some good topics. If any of you guys got any topics you want to request, we definitely look into them. You know what I'm saying? Because we definitely want to bring, like, the relevant stuff. We don't want a bunch of ratchetness over here. We're not trying to be ratchet. I mean, we could be ratchet, but we try not to. You know, Ms. Gabriella, we haven't did a show, like, this is not a topic. We ain't done a show that's like, man, it is what it is. Say whatever, you know.
Freestyle show?
Yeah, something like that. We haven't done one of those. I thought about that. No, every time we come with a topic.
I mean, we could do a freestyle show, but...
But what, Ms. Gabriella?
That's on you. I mean,
you acting like I make all the decisions.
Well.
Well, what?
I mean, you be coming up with a topic. Sometimes, you know what? I'm not going to sit there and say that. And sometimes I be coming up with topics, and then you change, and then you be like, oh, that's a cool topic, and then you change the topic to something else. So
sometimes, well, you know what, Ms. Gabriella? Sometimes it's just like it may be not the right time. So sometimes I may have to go a different route. Or sometimes, you know what I've been trying to do now with the topics, though? I've been kind of trying to feel what's been going on that week. I've been trying to now look at, you know, hit that kind of wave a little bit. Kind of like how I do on the videos, kind of follow the trends. That way we have more engaging, you know, subjects. So if the hot topic this week is about cheating, okay, and we want to talk about how to raise cats, well, we probably get more people to call if the hot topic is cheating that week. That's just kind of my take. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, the show is about dialoguing with the people. It ain't about really hearing us talk 24/7.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So appreciate everybody, and you guys have a good weekend coming up. You know, those in the Houston area, stay dry. You're supposed to stop raining until Saturday. You know, don't get your hair wet or whatever and ruin your perm and, you know, or your $50 sew-in at the Super Weave Express. You heard about that place, the $50 sew-in in Houston?
I mean, they got $50 sew-ins down here. That's where I get my hair done. Hey, don't be saying nothing about the $50 sew-in, okay?
I ain't saying nothing about the $50 sew-in. I'm all right. $50 sew-in, you know, you can even advertise on the show if you want to. I won't say nothing. I'll be a big supporter of $50 sew-in. Shoot.
All right.
All right. So, appreciate everybody joining us for the show. And if you can post on the YouTube here in a few seconds, I'll put everything up. So, thank you and have a good night, everyone.